Hello boys and girls, welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. It's Daniel here again. How are you doing? What's up, people? The weekend is here. This is another weekend in the month of August. What's good? Have you been able to smash your goals for the week? Have you been able to do productive things in this week where your goals or your plans running smoothly? What challenges did you face? What challenges did you run into this week? I want to know. Talk to me. What's up? Yesterday, a friend of mine started, Debbie, by the way, she was on the podcast in the month of June. She posted something on her WhatsApp story about consistency not being easy. And genuinely, it was very, very relatable, because everybody always talks about, Danny, you're very consistent. You need consistency to start something. Consistency is all you need. And I'm like, okay, there's an element of truth in that. But now, I'm going to be talking about something that nobody has been talking about, something nobody has mentioned up until this moment. The hardest thing about being consistent in your craft or in anything at all, Seth, is the act of consistency. The act itself is the craziest part. And I said something as a follow-up to what Debbie said on her story yesterday. I said, if anyone comes to me for advice on what to do, I'll just tell you, don't start anything. If you want peace of mind, do not start anything. And it might sound funny to you, but that's the truth, honestly. If you do not want to bother yourself about how to continue something, if you don't want to bother yourself for too long, don't start anything. Because what nobody tells you is this: consistency is not for the weak, neither is it for the strong. The reason why I titled this episode "Consistency is like Shawarma" is because if you know me, you know I do not like shawarma. So I do not like consistency, because it looks shiny and sweet from outside, but the moment you take a bite, you realize that, oh wow, what have I gotten myself into? And I know there are plenty of people like, Daniel, do not refer to consistency as shawarma. Consistency is, I don't care. This is personal, and I believe that there are people out there who can relate to this. Consistency is crazy. I won't even lie to you. And trust me, I know what I'm saying. I genuinely know what I'm saying. I believe I'm in the right position to talk about consistency and the complexity of the act. It's not as easy as it is. It's not as, because people are like, if you want to start something, just be consistent. You know, if you're consistent in this thing, it's gonna run smoothly. If you're consistent, consistency is all that matters. I'm like, see, I dare anybody to come outside and tell me that consistency is all that is needed, and I'm going to debunk that statement. Anybody, I believe there are a lot of things that trump the place of consistency in your quest to do stuff. One of them, the grace of God. I swear, that alone trumps consistency. Like, no, The fact that sometimes you feel like giving up and then you do not give up is consistency lie. That's not true. It's because the grace of God is strong in my life. That's why I'm still here doing this thing. I won't lie to you. Because in recent weeks, I'm like, I think I'm going to stop this thing. Why? Like, David who said, like, whoever sent me message, I could have just, you know, been chilling like everybody else. But no, I went on the quest of an episode a day, and here we are. Let me just give you guys an insider confession. Yeah, I genuinely cannot wait for 2022 to come to an end so that I can eventually heave a huge sigh of relief. Am I enjoying this process? Yes. Would something positive come out of it? Yes, most likely. I do not know what that is, but I am willing to see that through. And no, it's not consistency that is making me want to see this through. Like I said, it's the grace of God that is pushing me at this point. Not consistency. I dare anybody, please come with your strong arguments. I'm willing to debunk this consistency talk that has, I don't know, misled a lot of people for too long, but there are some elements of falsehood in it. Because too many people have been talking about consistency and I do not like it. I genuinely do not, at this point, I can't take the consistency talk anymore because it's driving me nuts, really. Yeah, so this is the end of my talk. Felt like a rant because genuinely, I don't want anybody to enter this trap. To fall into the trap that I'm currently in. I'm not stuck. Nope. It's impossible for me to be stuck. I do not have what it takes to be stuck, and I'm not even proud. Like I said, the grace of God is stronger upon my life, so that's not even going to happen. Yeah. So, if you are willing to have this conversation with me privately, you know what to do. Send me a DM on Instagram at Let's Get Off Your Chest, and you know, we'll take it up from there. See you from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow. Ciao.